Now let's catch up with Bullock Shire CEO Anthony Judd and find out what's happening in that neck of the woods. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you?
Very well. Big night tonight, swearing in of new councillors.
It really is, yeah. So the start of the new council's four-year journey. So, and for six of them, I guess they're returning. So it'll be, they've been there and done that. But for one, this is their first term. So Councillor Alan Getley. So it's always an exciting time. It'll be run a little bit differently. Usually we've got family and a whole bunch of people there. We've usually got a lot of the past Bullock Citizens of the Year and the OAM, so we can't do that with the COVID restrictions. So we will be looking to run it live on our website. So look out for those links on our Facebook page if you do want to tune in. It shouldn't take too long, but it's always an exciting time for councillors to start their journey and move from councillor-elect to councillors.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and we wish them every success. Last call, Australia Day Awards.
Yeah, it is. It is. So they close. This is our nomination for the Bullock Citizen of the Year, the Bullock Young Citizen of the Year, and the Bullock Event of the Year. And I guess we're calling on all community members to consider those leaders that have done some amazing things over the last 12 months and certainly events, and maybe need to think a bit differently about the type of events, particularly in the second half of that 12 months. And I think that's probably been our reflection, is there has been a lot of different events. They've just been run a little bit differently, and so people might not be thinking about that jumping to the forefront of their mind. These nominations close on Friday, so the 20th of November, so we are calling on any interested group, and that can be any service group or an individual can nominate, to put in their nominations through to council for us to evaluate. And we have a big event on, I think it's Australia Day Eve, to celebrate all the winners and celebrate that all the Bullocks achieved over the past year. So they'll be announced on that night. And we do that to make sure we don't interfere on any of the events held by individual communities, which are traditionally on the Australia Day.
Yes. Okay, and finally, Girl Power, Bullock Girls Can Week.
Yeah, well, this has been a long time coming, so COVID seems to be a bit of a recurring theme, doesn't it?
But it does. Lost you there, mate.
Which was a state government program to get girls and females active incentivise but develop programs that can get more people in the community out and about and active, and so we had plans to do it a lot earlier, but this has given us a little bit of extra time to work with our partners, and there are a range of different partners in on this program. So we've got Mallee Sports Assembly and the neighbourhood houses, and really importantly, I think a lot of the fitness experts and gurus and the small businesses around the Shire that are running a range of things across the whole Shire for the event starting on the 23rd of November. So there'll be boot camp classes, there'll be aqua aerobics, and even sort of the mental, the mind strengthening activities. But as much as anything, I think we've all been looking for that social connection, and there'll be a whole bunch of that with what we're doing as well. So all the details are on our website, so we would encourage everyone to get on, no matter what fitness level or where you live. We think it's a really great opportunity to get out and about and connect with people and keep active or get active as we move into summer. So, it's a really great program.
Terrific stuff. Listen, have a great week, Anthony, and good luck to the council swearing in tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you. Anthony Judd from Bullock Shire joining us on the Wake Up Call.